We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, and here she is. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So sorry to hear about the sad day for the Acura.
Oh, Lord. I am so glad. I can't even tell you.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
The pictures were terrible. Yeah, terrible.
It was awful.
It was. It really was scary. I mean, it was. You know how that is. And when I saw it being dragged away, and my wife, a friend of mine says this is the best witness reaction he's ever heard.
Here we go. There she goes.
Big, says she's got a big Grinch smile on her face because she didn't like it. She didn't like it.
Yeah.
Can you believe this? She didn't like the Acura.
And she left the scene and went down to the wine store just on the corner. She ready to celebrate.
Give me your best bottle of bubbles.
Yeah, the best.
Oh, it's a good area now.
Buying cigars.
You got your wine over there. You got all sorts
cigars,
of stuff.
Cigars.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Cookie place right there. Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A.
Plenty of places to celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
remembrance.
Yes,
I couldn't.
Will you wear a black armband? Anything left, like a seatbelt you could turn into an armband?
A beige armband. Wasn't that the color of
of the seatbelt.
Interior.
A beige.
Or a beige ribbon.
Yes, we need that.
We are getting lots of calls that people want pieces of it. Much like when they tear down a stadium.
If you can find it, I know. You can have it.
Well, the tow truck driver swept up all the light. I mean, there were tons of debris on the road. And I thought, you know, he was going to preserve that somehow. I saw him dumping it behind the school there. In the dumpster. Man, we got to get rid of
this. Lisa, you'll appreciate this. Of all three vehicles involved in the accident, each car was insured. Each driver was insured.
Is that stunning? It's stunning, isn't it, Lisa?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I know.
You know, rates are going up in North Carolina because of the increase in coverage. People think it has something to do with, they think the insurance commissioner is like, you know, allowing them to do something, you know, untoward. But it's really all the coverage limits are going up to 50,000 instead of 30,000. So that's the reason.
Right.
But anyway, so a lot more people are anticipated to be uninsured because it's going to go up so much.
Okay. Ooh,
it's expensive.
God. Of course it's expensive.
The past year and a half, it's skyrocketed.
Of course it is. Luckily, my insurance man was down the road at Chick-fil-A and came running. You should have seen him come running over the hill.
Yeah.
With a Chick-fil-A bag in one hand.
Pete shaking one in the other.
Was it Jake? Did he have pants on?
It was Diesel.
I just played pickleball with him half hour earlier.
Yeah. He's eating at Chick-fil-A. If he wasn't making money, he'd be in Wendy's.
That's right. He's over at Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
Let's begin to making money now. Let's talk about this waitress. This is interesting, and Chris Tim just told the story. Her name is Mariana Lambert, and she served a gentleman. This is 2 years ago now, and he left. His name is Matt Martini.
He's the owner.
I'm sorry, that's the owner of Alfredo's Cafe. The guy who was eating there left a $3,000 tip on a $13 meal, a stromboli. And the woman, of course, was thrilled. And they made sure, the owner of the place made sure that everything was legit, as we heard.
We ran his card. Everything went through properly. And, you know, they took his ID and, you know, took pictures of everything. So, you know, they waited a little bit to make sure that it was legit and went through and then ended up being real.
So she got the $3,000. Tips for Jesus was written on the receipt. Couple of weeks later, guy disputes the tip and says, I guess he thought better of it and said, I didn't leave that tip or whatever. So now the restaurant had to give him $3,000 back. They didn't take it back from the waitress. So here we are 2 years later, and the restaurant is suing this guy, which I think they have every right to. Is he going to have to wind up giving them $3,000, Lisa? Where do we stand on this?
Yeah, I believe he will for several reasons. Number one, a lot of people don't realize when you sign that credit card receipt, you've entered into a contract to pay that amount. Mm-hmm. And they really went out of their way to document that this was legit. They took pictures of his ID and all that. And so the other thing is that when you give a tip, you've given a gift, and that money then becomes the property of the waitstaff, the person that you gave it to. And so here, and this actually happens a fair amount. Usually it's because the person was intoxicated or whatever. Mm. And the restaurant ends up being out of the money, unless in some cases the restaurant will go and demand that the server give the money back, which technically they can't do that either because it's a gift.
But that's what I said.
That was your first response.
My first response was, well,
shake down the waitress.
Well, yeah. But my thing was, I mean, she's the one with the money. I would have just thought she would say, oh, well, it didn't work out. Here's the money back. I guess not.
Well, the restaurant was like, you know, this isn't right, and we're going to fight it. They even said somebody started a GoFundMe to try to replace the money. And the restaurant said, no, don't do that. Keep your money. We're going to go after this guy because this isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wouldn't take any money for it. They're going to go after him.
Man, this
what do you think? If you were, Lisa, if you were the attorney of Mr. Stromboli, the guy who ate the $13 Stromboli and left a $3,000
right.
tip,
yeah.
would you have any, what defense could you throw up?
I mean, unless he had some kind, you know, like he was had some kind of cognitive impairment or something that caused him to make a mistake. I mean, that may be something like that, but it's going to be hard. They documented it really well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He intended to do it. I don't know why he changed his mind. I guess Jesus told him then, you know, what, right?
You need that $3,000 back, man.
You don't need that, brother.
We're going to be able to pay the bills without mm-hmm. that. Yeah, right. That was really bad. And I have to say, what an upstanding restaurant and owner. We don't even want the GoFundMe. We're not going to take it from the waitress. We're going to go after the guy who did this.
The good people of Scranton, PA, keep your money.
Yeah, keep your money. Keep that.
Yeah.
So if they get that $3,000 back from him, are they still going to be out a bunch of legal fees, or you think they're going to get made whole?
They're probably seeking the legal fees as well, I would think.
Yeah, they should. Good. Here's another story. Now, you've commented on this type of thing before, but there's an interesting twist to this one. A woman in Michigan, her name is Denise Izell. She has been gambling at Detroit's MGM Grand for 20 years, and she won. She hit a jackpot of $127,000 last October. Now, in addition to the jackpot that she is suing for, she wants an additional $75,000 in damages as well, because after she won at the Progressive Blackjack table, a dealer announced, you've won the jackpot. It's $127,000. So when she went to sign for the money, now here's the big twist we've never heard of before. They said, oh, wait a minute. You've been banned from this casino since 2015. At that time, she was in an argument at the casino with another person, and they accused her of panhandling at the casino. She says, I was just arguing with my cousin, and nobody ever told me that I was banned from the casino. So when she went back behind closed doors, she was with a spokesperson named Greg Jones, head of security there. And Greg Jones, she says, told her, don't worry about them saying you were trespassing. We're going to get you your jackpot. Don't worry. 5 minutes later, Greg Jones' superior came in and said, he didn't know what he's talking about. You're not getting this money. But they said she was trespassing because she was banned from the casino. She says they never made that clear to me. What do you think about this, Lisa?
I think this is one of the rare occasions where the customer in a casino might actually prevail, because usually, you know, the casino claiming, you know, that the game malfunctioned, blah, 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 you know, they usually win.
Yeah.
But here, you know, she has continued to gamble. They've taken her money for 9 years.
Yes.
They've never once, when she was giving them the money, they never once said, you're trespassing. You can't give us your money.
Right.
Now that she's won. And so I think, so there's an equitable estoppel argument here that they are.
Ooh, very good one.
Yeah, I know, fancy legal. I'm throwing a fancy legal on you there.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, so I think the idea is that they're stopped from claiming that now because they've essentially waived it by continuing to take her money all those years. So I really think she might prevail.
Okay. Wow. That's really good.
That's a great great argument.
Yeah.
Sit there and say, if I'm banned, then give me the money I put in your machine.
Forever and ever.
All right.
For 9 years. Mm-hmm. Pay me back all of that money. Mm-hmm. Great point. I hope she does
and
win.
She's a blackjack player, so you know she's putting some money out there, you know?
Yeah. This wasn't just
slots.
Not a casino, not slots, rather. The blackjack table mm-hmm. where she won that progressive
jackpot. After 20 years, though, I bet she's only breaking even.
Probably. Right. And
what
you are saying is right. Give me back my money. I've been leaving here for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, Lisa. You've seen my vehicle. How much do how much is insurance going to pay me for that vehicle? You want to play a little Price is Right on this?
So the problem is, you know, even though you took great care of that, you know, it's fair market value. And what's that car worth out here on, you know, like just any old car lot? I mean,
1998 Acura. No, did you say not much? Did I hear the words not much?
No.
You could have just stopped at the problem is. And
the problem is it ain't worth much. Right.
Yeah, you can't put a price on emotion.
I said,
they don't pay you for your emotions by that.
That's blood. That's my blood.
He wants punitive.
I want punitive. I told my insurance agent, I said, I'm going to call this adjuster.
I know your insurance agent.
I know you do.
He ain't going to try that hard.
I said, that's a member of my
He's busy.
This should be worth thousands, wouldn't you think? Thousands.
I mean, it's whatever you can buy it for down at the corner lot. That's what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, if you start to hurt, you know, you get the whiplash or something, you call me. I'll get you some. We'll make up for it.
Hey.
Oh, my neck. My neck.
Right.
Lisa. Sorry. Thank you very much, Lisa Lanier, as always.